Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Hindsight vision is always 20/20, but seeing what lies in the future is totally something else. The future is unknown, risky, indefinite. It's no wonder we hesitate to take the bold step, whether it is launching a business or moving away from the security of the nest. No business or marriage would likely fail if we knew the future. But neither does any endeavor really succeed apart from a measure of risk. The armchair critics risk nothing. They are the ones who quarterback from the sidelines. They are exactly right with their criticism, but they're worthless when it comes to playing the game. The writer of the book of Hebrews talks about a genre of heroes, at least heroes from God's point of view, whose exploits always seem to fall short of success. The writer says, "Others suffered mockings and floggings and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy." Tough people, those who chose to face difficulty and the sure consequences that accompanied it, rather than to take the easy way out. In the same passage, the writer says, "All these things, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect." Did you notice the phrase, "God had planned something better for us"? What does that mean? Does it imply that it is better not to face the difficult times of life? Naturally, that appeals to us. Nobody likes criticism or persecution for his faith. But that isn't what it means. Those individuals who were willing to pay the price for their faith did it without seeing deliverance. They willingly laid down their lives for a victory they did not yet see. Those whom the writer of Hebrews was addressing, though, did see a victory which those who lived in bygone years only anticipated. The victory of an empty tomb. The victory of seeing Jesus Christ go hand to hand in combat with the enemy of death and come off victorious. It was this that the writer saw as something better which God had planned. What's the bottom line? There are many things that you must take by faith. The times when you seem to lose, the times when you pray and it seems evil wins, the times when you do right and seemingly become a victim. Can you accept by faith the proposition that God has planned something better? Hey, just a minute, you may be thinking. Isn't that like whistling in the dark or pretending something is true when it really is not? It all depends on your perspective. If you live only for the hour, then perhaps the one who suffers or dies for a cause which will ultimately win is really the loser. But if God is God, and He is sovereign of the universe, then God will have His payday someday, and eventually He will give rewards to those to whom it is due and render judgment upon those who are deserving of it as well. The wheels of justice seem to grind so very slowly, but the overview of history is they grind exceedingly fine and sure. It is far better to lose in a cause that will ultimately win than to win in a cause that will ultimately fail. May I say it again? Of this you can be certain, God has His payday someday.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.